Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good Thursday morning. It is Glenn the Outlaw here on August 27th. And welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, Hardy High School will have a new dismissal route starting September 1st. The diagram shows vehicles will enter at Doyle Carton Road and turn left onto Rodeo Drive, then continue along Rodeo Drive, turning left in front of the student parking lot, and they will exit back onto Altman Road. Dismissal will run from 3:22 to 3:45 p.m. For the month of August, the Florida Department of Highway and Safety Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up and choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. Your local events, the Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Once again, the 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Your jobs in Hardy County. Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green is looking for a security agent. High school education or equivalent with 2 years of experience in loss prevention is required. CPR and first aid training certificates and tips training are required. Effective written and verbal English communication skills are required with additional language helpful. Complete mobility is required. It may be necessary to carry people or emergency equipment during an emergency. Hertz in Sebring is looking for a part-time car transporter. Requirements include a valid driver's license, be at least 20 years of age, have a flexible schedule, have a smartphone with GPS capability, and the ability to lift up to 50 pounds. My Eye Doctor in Sebring is looking for an eyewear consultant. They require 1 to 3 years of experience, an associate's or bachelor's degree in the field, retail success across a broad spectrum of customer requirements, strong communication skills, the ability to multitask effectively, and proficiency in automated equipment used in optometry. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. It really helps. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window at your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Our world is changing dramatically as we face the rapid spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Hello, this is Lee Michael with First National Bank of Wachula. We here at the bank have an important role to play. The work we do every day provides support for our community in Hardy County. We understand that critical projects are just that, critical, and that extraordinary times require an extraordinary response. We've made plans and are implementing a model that can be tailored to suit the needs of our customers from all around the surrounding communities. In fact, our delivery model is just as innovative as our digital solutions. As our world has become more mobile, so has First National Bank. Over the past 2 years, we have updated our digital banking options to offer contemporary solutions in online banking, mobile deposit, telephone banking, debit card controls, and full function ATM. We even have the capability to close loans on your PC or smartphone. Additionally, our workforce has the ability to move to a more remote servicing model if necessary. We work extensively with partners like Microsoft, WebEx, Peak 10, and our customers to keep us in touch and ensure your banking needs are addressed. First National Bank of Wachula has taken our remote services model to the next level, and we're ready to support you too. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy, temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity 75%, heat index is 97, winds east at 11.5 miles an hour, visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.07 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 7:48 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy early this morning, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late this morning, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, hot with highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 108. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, chance of rain 30%. Friday, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%, heat index values up to 108. And Friday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-70s, west winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your 102 on the Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our Ag News.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Agriculture plays a key role in society, and nowhere is that more evident than in the continuing growth of FFA and agriculture education. Last week, according to agrimarketing.com, the National FFA announced the student membership has reached a record high, 760,113, an increase of nearly 60,000 over last year's membership. This year, FFA has nearly 116,000 Latino members, more than 40,000 African American members, and more than 12,000 American Indian and Alaska Native members. School districts starting the academic year with virtual classes have adjusted how they buy food. With many districts continuing to offer curbside meal delivery to students and their families, many are now buying fruits, vegetables, and other foods in individual servings rather than in bulk for display at salad bars and cafeteria lines. That has obviously required produce packing houses to change how they package foods sold to schools. The Bureau of Reclamation this week took important steps to advance two surface water projects in California, releasing the final feasibility report for the Los Vaqueros Reservoir Expansion Project and announcing their intent to seek public input on the BF Sisk Dam Raise and Reservoir Expansion Project. The former project sought to increase the capacity from 160,000 acre-feet up to 275,000. The latter project would create an additional 130,000 acre-feet of storage at the San Luis Reservoir.
Every year, in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The University of Georgia has added a new precision agriculture specialist to the team. Dr. Simmer Virk was hired as an assistant professor in precision agriculture on UGA's Tifton campus in the Department of Crop and Soil Science. He looks forward to learning alongside farmers in this new role to further advance ag technology.
The areas, especially dry and liquid fertilizer equipment, machinery and technology, especially the variable rate technology for fertilizer application, then the spraying technology, control systems and nozzles, looking at the sprayer boom performance, different type of nozzles in real field conditions. And then I'm also been working a lot with the drones from last 3 or 4 years. So doing a lot of remote sensing data collection and how we can use some of that in-season data to make better crop management decisions.
Dr. Virk says he's most excited to get out in the field with farmers and extension agents to better understand their challenges and how technology might be able to help.
Listening to the growers, you know, how they've been farming for so long or what have they adopted, what don't excite them, what they don't like about technology, all that is just, it's very exciting.
Dr. Virk is eager to expand precision agriculture, not only in row crops, but in specialty crops as well.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for the Business News and Sports Report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Addressing the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed not anxious to throw cold water on the economic recovery by hiking interest rates. From here on out, Powell says the central bank will keep rates near zero even after inflation exceeds the Fed's 2% target. The U.S. economy suffered a record quarterly drop April through June, plunging 31.7%. a toll taken by coronavirus-related shutdowns in the second quarter. Just over 1 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, according to the Labor Department. That's a decline of 98,000 from the week before. A growing number of U.S. companies are pledging to give their workers time off to vote in November. Starbucks, Walmart, Apple, and Coca-Cola among them. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Yankees pitcher Garrett Cole saw his winning streak of 20 consecutive decisions come to an end in a 5-1 loss to Atlanta. The star of the game turned out to be Braves starting and winning pitcher Ian Anderson, who allowed just one hit over six innings of his major league debut.
Early on, definitely there were some nerves going, but I think it was a good nervousness, you know, and excitement to get out there, and it went well.
Atlanta won the second game 2-1. The Yankees have dropped five straight to fall out of the AL East lead. Other interleague action, Dallas Keuchel allowed two runs on four hits and struck out seven over six innings for his third straight victory as the White Sox beat the Pirates 10-3. Chicago's won 10 of 11. The Tigers were a 7-6 winner over the Cubs. Chicago still tops the NL Central despite dropping 9-14. A four-run ninth gave St. Louis a 6-5 win over Kansas City. In the National League, Arizona rallied for four in the ninth but fell short in an 8-7 loss to Colorado. It was the New York Mets 5-4 over Miami. And Philadelphia 3, Washington 2. This is SRN Sports. Michael Perez hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the eighth, and Tampa Bay's 4-3 win over Baltimore. Rays manager Kevin Cash's team is atop the AL East.
Yeah, we got to find a way to continue to keep winning games and calling on people, and the guys are going out competing, the effort that they're providing, and just finding ways, tight ball games, finding ways to win.
Oakland beat Texas 3-1. It was Toronto 9-1 over Boston, Cleveland 6, Minnesota 3. In the NHL playoffs, Tampa Bay ice Boston 7-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. After winning the first game of the series, Bruins defenseman Zdeno Chara says they need to have a short memory, especially after last night's drubbing.
You know, that was one of those games that nobody wants to look at. We have to move forward from and get ready for next one.
Philadelphia beat the New York Islanders 4-3 in overtime to tie the series at 1. Colorado was a 6-4 winner over Dallas. The Stars still up 2-1 there. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time here today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.